Welcome to Shul Machshava on Adaf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Ches. In Amud Beis, we start the 12th parak of Masechet Zvochim. And the Mishnah tells us that a Kohen Baal Mum, he is Choylik V'Oichel, he takes a piece of the Kachim to eat, but he cannot do the Avoida. And right away, in the beginning of the parak of Tzadik Ches, the Gemara brings us the Pasuk, that we learn that a Kohen does get a piece of the Kachim. He's Choylik L'Echoyel, but he's not able to do the Havoida. What is the Havana? What is the Oymik in that? That we care about the Mumim of the Koyanim, Legabe Havoida, but we don't care about the Mumim of the Koyanim, Legabe Chaluka Ve'achila. So we'll start with a Yisoid brought down in Sefer Mikubolim and summarized in the Sefer Kilis Yaakov, to Baal Meloa Roim, and Erech Mum, where it says that the Mum that you have by Adam, whenever a person has a blemish in his body, is a reflection of the neshama. Ke'edua, every aver in the Adam is carrying a piece of the neshama. The neshama is mizgale, is revealed through the evarim of the Adam. As if the Shechaim tells us, every aver carries a piece of the neshama that's mizgale through that aver. When there's something missing in the evarim, and there's something missing in a body part, that means the neshama is now revealed through that body part. There's a chisaron in the gilui of the aura of the neshama. If you have a chisaron aver, and therefore says the Kilis Yaakov that the word mum is Rosh HaTevis, mustar v'ne'lo me'oid, meaning the neshama is very hidden. Why do we care so much about the mum by the Koyanim? So as the Ma'aral there, Chaim Perek Dal Mishnah Yud Gimel, explains that a koyin, the ma'ila of a koyin is gedushas haguf. That's why kehuna goes be yerusha, because when a father gives to his son, things have to do with the body. The son is yoyrish from his parents, the chelki haguf. And he continues to explain that the koyanim gedushas haguf, because their guf is coming from madrega elyoina eloikis. So their shleimus is neshama and guf together. And he says the first one who's called a Kohen is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu has Shleimus Aguf. Avraham is Gimatria Ramach. He's the 248 Evarim, because his Evarim is Guf, is Shalem. The Kohen has a Shleimus Aguf. And we already mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, the Shem Yishmuel in Parashat Tzav, Tafeshai, and Gimel, that he brings the name of his father, the Avni Nezer. So what's the idea that Kohanim have big Godim? There's a big Dekehuno. We don't have by Levine, Big Day Levio. So he brings the name of his father that everything Ruchni that comes has to have a special covering. The Neshama comes to the world, there's a guf to it. When the Malachim are revealed in the world, they have some kind of a cover. The Kohanim, when they come and being revealed, their guf is also part of that revelation. That's why it has a special covering, has a special kisui, which is the Begadim. And the Shmuel goes on and explains, meaning, what's the difference between a Kohen and a Levi? The Levi is Gilui, is a Chitzonis de Gilui. He sings, he does Avoidus der Mizgal Bachutz. But a Kohen is Gilui's Primi. His Guf is also Mitzstar to the Avoida Primis. And he brings the Ma'aral that says that the word Aaron, a Kohen, what is Aaron? Is all the middle letters. He is the middle of the single letters. The Reish is the middle of the hundreds. And the Nun is the middle of the tens. And Aleph is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alufa Shaloylam. So says the Shem Yishmuel, we know a name is not only in the Neshama. The name reflects the Neshama and the Guf together. So Aaron HaKohen, he's the middle, he's the inside, he's the Pnimi, also together with his body. Because the Inyan of Kehuna is the Gdusha, that the Guf is Kaddish and Gdusha is the Neshama. And with that we can come and understand the idea of Kehuna. And this is brought down B'derech Omok Me'oid in the Sefer Derech Mitzvah Secho to the Baal Tzemach Tzedek. So he says, Arichus Gdoila Pikabolo, but the Yisoid that comes from his words is as follows. The Avoid of a Koyen in Beis Hamikdosh, the Avoid is a Karbonis. That's when the Gilui of Kehuna comes outside, meaning you see it before you see an Avoid. Putting it together, well, everything we mentioned is, when the Neshama is reflected outside, that's when the guf is mitzarf to the neshama. The avoida of the kohen is avoida primis, is the inside avoida in Beis Hamikdash. And that avoida is neshama and guf together. Meaning the guf is reflecting the neshama when the kohen is doing the avoida. That's why the mumim were poislim b'kayani. That's what the Maharal and the Rechaim there mentions. Because then you have to have shleimus aguf. It's a gilu of neshama and guf together. What the Kilis Yaakov said, that the guf is reflecting the revelation of the neshama. That's what happens when the kohen does an avodah. But when the kohen is doing achilo, when he's eating, so that gedusha happens inside. It's not. There's nothing happening in outside. The food is going inside the kohen's body and being consumed over there. So as the Derech Mitzvah says clearly, when we're talking about achilo, that's we're talking about avodah pnimis, meaning a time when the neshama is now revealed outside. We're talking about avodah has to do in the body of the kohen. The neshama itself is never nivga. Neshama shenasati b'tehoyrei. The neshama is always perfect. Because neshama is chelek elokam imal. There's no problem in the neshama. It's only how the neshama is revealed outside. So when the kohen is doing avodah, there you have the gilui of the neshama outside in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where you say the Maharal comes, that the Kedushas HaGuf of the kohen comes to it in practice. You need to have the neshama and the guf together. They're both coming out. You have to have a gilui of the neshama, as the Kilis Yaakov tells us. And when there's a mum, you don't have a full revelation of the neshama. But when we talk about achila, then we don't have anymore the guf mitztarif into the avodah. It's something which is primi. Something has to do in the inside. In the inside, the neshama is not pogum. So a kohen baal mum has a problem when his neshama has to come to the outside. He can't bring the gilu neshama in the chitzoinis. But we talk it's something which is primi like achila. So then we don't. It doesn't bother us that he doesn't have an outside aver. V'advarim amukim. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.